Once upon a time, in a galaxy far, far away, Jaesu and Keisu interviewed some pretty cool people. Here's one of those interviews now.
All right, this is day two of my journey at Niagara Falls Comic Con this year. Had a lot of fun the first day, met a lot of real cool comic book artists and writers, and helping me out with the intro to today's festivity is a couple guys I'm going to actually interview later properly, but I'm here at the Studio Comics booth with John Vollmer and Alfonso.
Hey, sir.
How's it going?
Good. How was your day one?
Awesome. A lot of fun.
Really good. Really busy. Lots of people. You know what? To be honest, to be day number one for a Friday on this show, I was quite busy.
Yeah. Steady people. Lots of people coming through. Lots of people for us to talk to and, you know, push the new product.
Yes. This is the first day I've... First year I've ever come here on a Saturday, so
Saturday is always busy too.
Yeah, so
lots of people on Saturdays.
The lineup around the building is insane.
I think they were saying something like 10,000 people today.
Yeah, wow. I couldn't believe it.
Wow.
Well, let's see. I got here at what, 7:45 this morning, and there was already 100 people lined up. Yeah, we don't open until 10.
I can believe that. It's wrapped right around the building right now.
Yeah.
It's like a belt.
like a little belt
of people.
So I'm going to mention this. You guys got a pretty prime location here.
Yeah, talk about like staring at your idols, right?
Yeah. Paul Miatti and Jerry Conway and Darwin Cook right across from you guys.
Directly across from us.
A little, like, a few feet away from there is Lando, man.
Lando and Garrett Wang. Oh, I was a fan of Voyager. I loved that show. So.
And that guy is taking a mass amount of pictures of girl cosplayers. Not that there's anything wrong with it.
Wouldn't you?
Well, I'm trying to.
Yeah. No, he was. It was nice to see here and look across and see how much he was interacting with the fans.
Yeah.
Not just girl ones. You know, the two gentlemen who were dressed very, very well as Supergirl and Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those dudes pulled it off.
They did.
And
they did.
You know what? It was good for them. That they were. You could tell that they were having fun. But just to see how these guys are getting up and interacting with people is fantastic. And like the energy over here is so much more involved than what it was last year. I would say the energy is 10 times better. And it's great. I'm feeding off of it.
And then Gene Palmiotti just showed up.
Oh, there he is. What a nice dude, too.
Hey,
oh,
yeah. Jimmy,
good morning, Jamie. How are you?
Yeah, I'm sitting here talking to Alfonso yesterday, and I look behind me, and Daryl's already talking to Paul Miatti. I better run over there.
Oh yeah, he's, you know, the guy's a legend, right?
Yeah.
And you know, I also follow him. I've been following him on Facebook forever. Everybody knows that the stuff he's done with Marvel and all that, but I love his independent stuff. So I even brought a book for him to sign today that I got as soon as he released it. I was like onto it, ordered it. This is the first time where I'm actually going to get a chance to get into a line that's not around the building, because his lines are always huge.
Yeah.
So I'm so excited I get to actually go over and I get to say hi to Jimmy Palmiotti and have him sign my book. I'm like,
that's excellent. I think I first became aware of him when he was inking the Guardian Devil series of Daredevil that Kevin Smith did.
Kevin Smith and Joe Quesada?
Yeah.
Yeah. Fantastic.
Yeah.
The pairing of Quesada's pencils with Palmiotti's inks was
fantastic.
It stands on its own so well. You probably didn't even need text in that story because the artwork was so strong.
Oh, definitely. It was amazing artwork. And now he's writing. Like, he's writing a bunch of DC titles.
And he writes, like, all of the independent stuff. He writes all that. And he pairs up with so many fantastic artists. Like, I brought a copy of Random Acts of Violence with me.
Yeah.
Most people don't know what that book is.
I've heard of that. It's an
awesome book. Like, I got it right away when it came out. I read it, and I was just like, wow. And look at this. Alfonso's doing this thing.
Well, he is the hardest working dude in comics, as I keep telling him.
I don't know. Paul Miatti.
He looked at
him. Paul Miatti might be a harder worker, but...
Yeah.
That's why we're right across from him, right?
That's nice. That is nice. All right, guys. Thanks for doing the intro with me. I'm going to come back a little bit later and do a proper interview with you guys.
Well, yeah. Continue your adventure. Keep me posted with what you're seeing so I can get away from this guy. He's, you know, driving me like a strict slave driver. So.
Oh, is he really?
I need to be able to escape every now and then.
I think I need to look through his book more often. That's some good stuff.
Oh, yeah, I'm in the book this time.
Are you really?
Yeah, I got two prints right in the front.
Oh, right on.
We'll talk about that later.
We will definitely do that. All right, guys, I'll talk to you soon.
Absolutely.
All right, thanks.
See you, bye.
Looking for a new comic book reading experience? Found it! Studio Comics. Led by Alfonso Espinoz, Studio Comics has a variety of talented artists and writers bringing tales of crystal skulls, circus freaks, and misunderstood superheroes. Check out their website at studiocomics.com. That's studio, C-O-M-I-X.com. And you can purchase their comics at better comic book shops near you.
All right, Jay Stu here, still wheeling around on day two of the Comic-Con in Niagara Falls, and it's pretty busy here, more so than yesterday. I'm hanging out here at Kiki's Custom Creations booth with Jay Stu. Hi.
Hello.
And you finally got to walk a little bit.
A little bit. Still haven't seen everything. Still haven't made it over to, like, Sketchbook Comics booth or anything.
Yeah, they're right out in the front by all the celebrities, which is a nightmare to get by today.
Awesome.
So we're having a blast here. Your Wonder Woman costume is awesome.
Thank you.
And, well, you got to find out where Mark Anthony's...
Mark Anthony Photography.
Yeah, you'll be heading out there
pretty
soon.
You mean Mark Daniel.
Mark Daniel, their good buddy from the GCE. Running into a lot of friends out here today, though, so that's the main thing today, I think.
For sure.
And we're going to head back out in a second here, but I just wanted to check in, let everyone know we're having a great time here today. And if you're still listening to We Got the Geek, talk to you soon.
Laters!
Kristen Hunter, also known as Kiki, is a Canadian artist specializing in polymer clay creations. Being a geek at heart, most of her work is nerd-themed. Kristen has several lines of geeky creations, including steampunk, comic, and video game-inspired work, as well as sushi-themed jewelry. Kristen is always excited to create the perfect custom piece for any theme or occasion. Please check out her website at kikiscustomcreations.com. All right, still wandering out and about around the con, and we've walked into our old friend, Dr. Stevel. How's it going, man?
Fantastic. How are you?
Not too bad. How's your con been so far?
Con's been okay. It's quite relaxing.
Yeah.
You know, no cameraman at this point in time, so I'm just wandering, saying hello to
all
my friends and colleagues.
I empathize. I'm without a cameraman today, too.
So we're talking to a little box.
Yes.
Right. Hello, little box.
You got to talk to anybody yet out there?
No, I just talked to Darwin Cook, great artist, you know.
Yeah, well, fantastic.
I liked his work. I said hello to a lot of my old friends, like, you know, David Finch and Leonard Kirk and Lanny Poffo.
You were saying, yeah.
Leaping Lanny or the genius, you know, Macho Man's brother.
Yeah.
Great guy. He's working here at the con. He remembers me from last time, so.
Oh, you're hard to forget, sir. Yeah, I'm hoping to talk to Finch a little bit later. I'm a big, huge fan of his stuff.
Him and his wife are here.
Yep.
They're a nice team.
Both on Wonder Woman.
And they are both fantastic.
They
brought two of their kids with them.
Nice.
So they're going to enjoy the falls, and, you know, it's one of the things about being at this con, they get to go out, see the falls, take their kids, and have them experience something totally awesome.
Yeah, one of the great wonders of the world.
It is. Besides myself.
Are you here tomorrow, too?
I will be.
All right, cool. Cool. Now, I know you're in a rush to get somewhere. I don't want to hold you up, but it was great seeing you. I'm always happy to talk to you. You're a great dude.
Thank you.
Don't let the evil thing throw anybody. You're a great dude. And
I'm evil. I truly am evil, but being evil does not mean you have to be rude.
I like that. That's very cool.
And it's true.
Right, because...
you can get more minions with, you know, sugar than with, oh, hell, I don't know.
That's good, because I've encountered a lot of rudeness today, so it's
really
refreshing.
I'll tell them to all come see Dr. Stevel and kiss his frozen butt.
And you'll teach them a lesson with a shark with a laser beam on it?
Oh, hell no, you know, that's too easy. I found that out. Ill-tempered sea bass takes longer, and it hurts more.
I like that, too. All right, man. Well, enjoy the rest of your con. I'm sure I'll bump into you again.
For sure.
Thanks, dude.
Mostly Comics has been serving the Niagara region for over 30 years. The store sells a variety of comics and entertainment-related products, including graphic novels, toys, and collectibles. Mostly also purchases rare comics upon appraisal. Visit Kim and the Gang at 413 St. Paul Street in St. Catharines, or check out their website at www.mostlycomics.com.
All right, this is Jay Stu, and day two has now ended. But luckily for me, driving me home is one of my favorite people in the world, an old friend of the show. It's good to see him again. It's Hunter.
Aw, shucks.
Hey,
folks.
How's it going, man?
Oh, it's going really good.
Now, This has nothing to do with the con, but did you see Avengers today?
I did manage to finally see Avengers.
And?
After all this time.
What did you think?
It was good.
Okay.
It was good. I felt like it was rushed some of the time. You just, like, everybody's partying. Nope, there's Ultron. Nope, Ultron ran away. Nope, Ultron has a cool new body. Nope, the Wanda and Pietro are now working for Ultron. Wow, this is going really fast. Andy Serkis is there. Andy Serkis isn't there. And then, yeah, the character that didn't make it through the movie was kind of like, huh, all right. I didn't see that coming, but I don't care. You didn't do a good job.
Me too. Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah. So that was a thing. But yeah, it was good.
It was a good, enjoyable movie, though.
Oh, yeah. For an Avengers movie, it was very good. It makes me wonder where the Hulk movie, like, where the Hulk is going to go with this. And Joss Whedon's a dick for the very end of the movie.
Oh, the line that he didn't say?
Yes, the line that he did not say, but it was the way that it was cut off just by the giant words, Joss Whedon.
Like, oh, yeah.
He wants you to know he took that away from you. Like,
I guess he filmed it that way on purpose without him even saying the other word.
Oh, really?
Yeah, just because he didn't want them to re-edit it or recut it.
Yeah, that makes sense.
It's a nice last scene, though, with the new guys, eh?
Yeah, it's kind of cool. Paul Bettany looked weird. Because I guess, like, the only things that I really, like, have as context for him is A Knight's Tale and Wimbledon.
That's right, yeah.
I'm like, yeah, Paul Bettany, just kind of doing it.
He's a vision now.
Yeah. That would look good in that last scene, though.
Yeah. You mark my words, that'll be the last scene in Ant-Man. They'll reveal Ant-Man was there at the end, too.
Yeah. Nor he was there the whole time.
Yeah, just really small.
Really, really small.
And he's in Civil War, so you never know.
Everybody's in Civil War. Who isn't in Civil War?
So far, Thor.
Because Thor's off facing Ragnarok. So.
That's right. So something I want to talk to you about, I know I don't personally give a crap, the new Spider-Man movie that's getting planned by Marvel Studios.
Yeah, I'm sure it'll be fine. I happen to like the kid that they got playing Spider-Man.
Oh, okay.
So
all right.
He did a good job in Andrew's
game. So it seems to be you and I were the only ones that were on the side of Andrew Garfield.
Yeah. But, I mean, I get where they're going with it. They have so many older heroes now. They need a younger one. And you got to look at it from their perspective, too, of Robert Downey Jr.'s done what? He's been in 6 of their movies so far. He's going to be in a 7. Like, Chris Evans has already said he doesn't really want to come back after, like, the next... Like, by the end of Infinity War, Tony Stark will have played it, like, 9 times.
Yeah.
Which is almost Wolverine levels.
That's right.
Actually, he'll have beaten Wolverine at that point. Because Wolverine... Even if Wolverine's in Apocalypse, it will be 8 movies. 9 if he does... With Wolverine 3.
Right.
Well, depend on whether or not he's in Apocalypse.
I hope he's in a cameo in Deadpool, too.
That would be interesting.
Yeah.
But at any rate, so Tony Stark will have beaten that. They've got to have younger actors to be able to take up the roles when their other actors leave. Like, when Iron Man no longer wants to do it, or when, like, Scarlet Witch is no longer... Or, not Scarlet Witch, Scarlett Johansson is no longer doing it. Like, they're not going to have these guys forever. So.
True. That is true, sir.
Now, whether or not we see Natalie Portman as female Thor in Ragnarok, that'll be interesting.
That's right. I forgot about that.
Yep.
Cool. Now, I already said this to your lovely wife, but I will say congratulations on your daughter.
Thank you.
Very cute kid.
Yeah, I worked very hard on her.
Already grooming her to be a little nerd like you.
Oh, God,
which is, you know, thumbs up for me, actually.
Yeah, she's got a couple cute, like, little geeky toys already, and she was in Power Rangers and Spock costume today.
That was awesome, by the way.
Little Batgirl costume yesterday, so.
That's cool. So, did you get a chance to see anything at the con today?
Oh, I saw a bunch of the booths and things like that. I didn't go and meet anybody, because... I mean, the last couple of years, I've ended up, like, blowing my entire budget on, like, one person's autograph. And
oh, yeah.
A lot of the autographs this year were really expensive for people that I really didn't need to meet. Like, I want to kind of go meet Robert Davey because I love Golia from Stargate Atlantis. And
that's right.
Yep.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
Oh, yeah.
See, I'm totally thinking of Agent Johnson from Die Hard when I see the guy's name.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He also plays Sleazy's strip club owner in Showgirls.
That's right, too.
Yep.
And was he not in one of the James Bonds as well?
Possibly.
One of the Pierce Brosnans, I think? Maybe I'm wrong.
Maybe. I don't know. I'd have to look at that
I
again.
I totally forgot about Stargate Atlantis.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome.
So,
man.
Yeah, he was, like, really the only one that I wanted to meet. Like, everybody else would be, like, cool, but I like having something to talk about to the people that I go up and talk to. Like, I met J.G. Hertzler, the guy who played Martok, and we talked about his Seinfeld role, where he was playing Kramer and the little imp guy's acting coach.
Okay.
And we were talking about the fact that, like, he went and did other acting, like, he went on to do actual acting coaching.
Oh, wow.
After that role, and, like, we were talking about the fact that I was also a drama teacher, so we had a fun conversation for, like, 10 minutes. It was great.
That's pretty awesome, actually.
Robert Picardo and I talked for a couple minutes. Like, that was great. So, I like having something to talk to these guys about. I don't want to just be the guy that's like, I loved you in Star Trek. Can I have your autograph?
Yeah, see, sometimes I get nervous like that, too. Yeah. Great, great nerd from The Simpsons impression, by the way.
Thanks. But yeah, it's just that kind of thing. So, there's nobody really headlining that I wanted to see, and we're about to get cut off, so there we go.
There we go.
Yeah. I mean, I ran into the Yellow Power Ranger back behind the scenes, because I had my daughter with me, so we talked to her for a little bit. I would have liked to have talked to the Blue Power Ranger a little bit, but, yeah, that was about it.
That's cool. I would have kind of liked to have met Herschel from Walking Dead, I think.
He seemed really cool.
Yeah.
Everybody seemed really excited to when they were talking with him or when he was doing the photo op at the Walking Dead standees. And so, yeah. Some cool people. I don't know. It just seemed like, I mean, I didn't want to see David Hasselhoff at all.
No.
Sean Astin is kind of cool. I'd probably want to talk to him about the episode of Angel that he directed. Because it was one of the creepiest episodes. And, yeah, Little Hobbit directed it, so.
Nice.
None of the artists I really, like, none of the comic book guys I really knew. And for some reason, they keep bringing, like, 90s sitcom actors, 80s and 90s sitcom actors.
Every year.
Every year, and it's like, sure, I guess. Not really my thing. I guess you have some success with the wrestlers, but I don't think any of the wrestlers this year were that great.
Like, no.
So, I don't know.
Okay.
Like, Elvira's come a couple times. Like, I don't know. It's more interesting to see the people that are only there a couple times, like, once. Because especially when you're going every year, you start seeing the same people every year. Like, okay, yeah, you were here last year. You were here last year.
That's true. All right, man. Well, I'm going to wrap things up here for the day. It was really awesome seeing you again, man. We've definitely missed you and your family.
Well, thank you very much. I miss you guys, too. We'll have to, once the baby is better at traveling, we'll make our way back down, and you can get her two cents on.
Nice.
On next year's con, maybe she'll be talking about it.
Oh, that'd be awesome. I look forward to it.
All right,
so that's the end of day two of our journal here on the We Got the Geek podcast. And I'll try and whip something up for day three. So, see you soon.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.